It's time for Skurvo's Real Estate Matters. Thanks to Roberts Real Estate, your local consultants on the West Coast.
Yeah, it is time to talk real estate, and we're joined by the Roberts Real Estate State Manager, Karn Dick, for Real Estate Matters this time around. Good morning, Karn. Nice to chat with you this morning.
Good morning, Cameron. Thanks for having me back.
No worries at all. It's been a few weeks, but good. You've had a busy time of it, I believe, for the team at Roberts Real Estate. Tell us, what is the latest news in the Tasmania property market?
Well, Cameron, absolutely. In a word, it has been very busy. Things are continuing. The Tasmania market continues to be very buoyant at the moment. It is, I guess, the same situation as it has been now for many months and going on a couple of years now, is that general lack of listing shortages. But although agents from Roberts Real Estate and other agencies around the state have bemoan the fact that they don't have enough properties to sell, conversely, it's pretty good news for property sellers at this point in time, because as I've mentioned on previous interviews, it comes back to a classic supply and demand matter, where we have a shortage of stock there, but ample buyers. So, it's an interesting time.
Yep, certainly is. All right, speaking there about fear factor earlier amongst some sellers in the current market, can you expand on that a little bit further?
Yeah, look, in terms of fear factor, without sounding too overdramatic, What we're finding is that there does seem to be a stall in the market in terms of properties wanting to be listed for sale. Now, this largely comes back to people, and you can understand the situation they're facing, is they're somewhat reluctant to sell their own properties because they're fearful of the fact that when they do sell, they won't find anything else to move into or relocate to.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that's where we have this stagnation, I guess, if you like, in terms of the amount of listing stock coming onto market. And look, this has happened before. This is not new in real estate history, far from it. It has happened in previous markets over the decades. And so as agents, we need to sit down with our clients and potential vendors and strategize the best way to deal with the situation. Now, people are always going to need to sell their properties, Cameron, for whatever reason, whether it be personal, whether it be financial, whether they're physically relocating somewhere else. But for that segment of the selling public that are thinking, well, look, there's nothing to go to, we're probably fine where we are at the moment, let's sit tight. And so there is that reluctance to move on. Mm-hmm. But what we are suggesting to people is a couple of ways around this. Now, as most of your listeners would be aware, if you're in the marketplace and you're a cashed-up buyer, you're always going to be very, very attractive to any prospective vendor, okay? Your conditions are less and you are much needed. I guess as the saying goes, cash is king. So what we're suggesting to people is that, look, consider renting back your property. This is an option. There's potential for longer settlements, but also there's a potential to say, well, let's sell our property. And if you are selling that property to an investor, there may be a likelihood that you can rent it back. And by doing so, you're actually be saving money and you'll be saving some inconvenience. It'll take pressure off you as a prospective purchaser. You may be able to settle on a lease for your property for 12 months. Okay, that then allows you the freedom and the time and space to go to the market with confidence, as I say, as a cash purchaser.
Is there indeed a fear factor involved? They've done the finances, they've had people advise them on how much they should sell it for. Is there actually a fear factor out there that they won't get what they want for their property?
Well, look, there's absolutely no guarantees in terms of what the eventual sale price will be. I mean, at the end of the day, your Roberts Real Estate Consultant is there to advise you on the best method of sale, whether that be auction, private treaty, expressions of interest. The majority of case residential sales tend to be private treaty, which is just an advertised price. They will arrive at that price through market comparisons. It will be an educated estimate of what the sales value will be. Our people are very well trained and very conversant, Ms. Cameron. So, look, they're very seldom are they wrong in that regard. Again, there's absolutely no guarantees, but our people are very well versed in what the property market is doing, and their ability to be able to price your property accurately for marketing is usually pretty spot on. But look, the upshot to that as well is that, look, the market being so buoyant, and again, that strong buyer demand, we're seeing prices just pushed right out. Look, I'll cite you an example. Just recently in Launceston, this was yesterday actually, we had a property that was advertised for offers over $595 in a respectable suburb. It was a bread and butter listing, I guess, for want of a better term. Offers over $595, and that was sold cash unconditional for $788,000.
Okay.
Now, I can tell you, both vendor and agent are delighted about our So in terms of pricing, yes, look, always listen to your Roberts Real Estate Sales Consultant, but look, at the end of the day, the market will determine the value.
Absolutely. All right, any final tips for potential sellers on the West Coast?
Well, look, again, even if you're not thinking of actively or going to market at the moment, if you're not thinking, look, you're not ready to take that step, certainly, if nothing else, for curiosity's sake, contact Wendy Van Balen or Nadia Burke, our sales representatives on the West Coast, to get an up-to-date market appraisal. Because, as I say, we're seeing this now on a daily basis statewide. People are being delighted with the sales prices that they are being achieved. And again, for curiosity's sake, have Wendy Nardi come in, give you an up-to-date market appraisal, just see where you sit with things at the moment.
Okay, great. Honestly, it's always great to talk to you, Khan, so thanks for your time today, and we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
Great, Cameron. Speak soon.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Good on you. Khan Dick, the State Manager of Roberts Real Estate, joining us for this particular edition of Real Estate Matters here at 7XS.